This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Wednesdays, our One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, how traditional roadblocks to housing are amplified during a pandemic. Even before COVID-19, it was hard for many families of color to get safe and affordable housing. A new report from the Urban Institute shows the pandemic is widening the racial and economic divides. Elena McCargo is with the Urban Institute, and she's here to talk about the findings. Elena McCargo, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
Let's start before the pandemic. What was the reality for many people of color who were looking for a home?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's important for everyone to understand that while the housing market overall had gotten stronger prior to the pandemic, the realities for Black and Latino families is that there were still a number of barriers to accessing homeownership. You know, lending, barriers related to down payment, paying higher rents, and having a really difficult time being able to afford housing. House prices were on the rise, and in many locations around the country, and that affordability issue was very, very present prior to the COVID-19 pandemic hitting.
Now, the Census Bureau just released its Household Pulse Survey. What is that, and what does it show?
The data is really a quick scan of a pretty large sample of over 130,000 households, where the census is basically asking or taking a pulse on these families' ability to pay their rent and pay their mortgage, getting a sense of whether or not they were able to make those payments last month. And then also what they're feeling about their ability to pay next month. So it's giving us a really good sense of households broken down by different demographic characteristics. It's broken down by income. It's broken down by race. And it helps us to really understand how families are in this kind of real time way coping with the unemployment, job loss, income loss, and this pandemic have been wreaking on families.
So how has COVID-19 changed things for Black, Latino, and other families of color just looking for a place to live?
The data really does suggest that we had persistent racial homeownership gaps, persistent unaffordable housing on the rental side, people essentially really cost burdened. This is really showing a lot of widening in those disparities by race and income. And that's the report that we recently released that really shows from this new data, confirms kind of what we expected in terms of people's inability to pay rent. And what it really points out very clearly is how critically different and worse things appear to be as it relates to housing instability for families of color.
For the longest time, some people have called on federal, state, and other officials to really do something about racial and economic disparities in housing. What kind of change do you think is needed? And does COVID-19 change that equation?
Well, I mean, COVID-19 has, if it's done nothing else, it has really put right in our faces the kind of legacy of racial discrimination, housing instability, and just sort of how these dynamics play out so differently for people of color than others in America. And I think that, you know, compounded by the fact that we have just sort of some other very tense racial policing and other issues that have been in the news as of late, I think people are really starting to take a look at how do we start to root out and get into the structural issues that are built into our systems. And in this case, our housing finance system. How do you really start to make change that truly gets at the root of the systemic bias that persists in our markets? And why is it that certain parts of the population do not appear to have equal footing? It's sort of front and center. The data confirms that it always has been there. This isn't new thanks to COVID, but it has truly been exacerbated as a result of this pandemic and the aftermath of this pandemic. You know, we're still in the midst of it, and we've got, I think, a long road ahead.
Elena McCargo is Vice President of Housing Finance Policy at the Urban Institute. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.